What is up with all these adopt, don't shop? Are y'all really that dumb to not know that there are ethical breeders that health test, title, fucking everything? They do everything properly to get these dogs as healthy as possible. These dogs go on to live 15 plus years, and y'all are like, there's no ethical breeders. There's no such thing as an ethical breeder. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, all you people buying doodles, you hundred thousands of people buying doodles, you know that's what's not ethical, right? Is buying mutts. You own a mutt. An unethical bred mutt that has health issues, and that's neurotic. So get the fuck off my page telling me to not shop, because I will be getting a well-bred, purebred, health-tested, entitled puppy. Y'all can't tell me not to. Like, you can't not let me. Like, I'd like to see you try to stop me. My girl over there, right there. Come here, Harley. Come here. I love my shelter rescue. She's my service dog. She is my whole life. I love her. But she suffers with hip dysplasia and allergies. I have to spend over $100 in food a month to buy special food for her. Not to mention the 3 joint supplements that she's on, the bone broth that I give her to help her joints, the collagen sticks, which are $15 a piece, by the way. So that comes to around about $300-$400 total a month on just supplements and food. So if I were to put that together, hold on, let me do the math, hold on. All right, I just did the math. If I spend $400 a month on this dog, I spend $4,800 a month just to keep her comfortable. She still walks in pain. She can't jump up into my car. She can't jump and run and play like she used to. She's almost 7. Almost 7. She's not even a senior, and she's already becoming disabled. Shut the fuck up and stop saying adopt, don't shop. The point is, you need to shop responsibly. Do your research. Do not buy a fucking Malinois because it looks cool. Do not buy a Dutch Shepherd because it looks cool. Don't go adopt a freaking bully breed mix. And I'm talking about all the dogs that are labeled pit bulls. Those are not fucking pit bulls. They're bully mixes. They have pit bull in them, but they're not purebred. Okay? Do not go adopt one of those if you're not ready to handle the dog aggression, the human aggression. They are very active dogs. They're not just house nanny dogs. Y'all got it all wrong. And I'm tired of this. I posted a comment. Someone was like, I'm tired of seeing all these people spend thousands on dogs, and there's thousands in shelters. The reason why there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of dogs in shelters is because of backyard breeders! Backyard breeders, ones that don't health test, they don't title, their dog's confirmation, their fucking back is like reversed, and their fucking front legs are out fucking easty westy paw, they're in different fucking locations, but y'all, don't shop. No, if everyone would stop supporting backyard breeders, they wouldn't breed anymore, because they wouldn't be able to get rid of the dogs. So if everyone would shop responsibly, this wouldn't be an issue. There wouldn't be hundreds of thousands of dogs being euthanized a year in shelters. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. If you have anything negative to say, just fucking scroll and block me. I don't give a fuck.